Lord, we thank you and praise you, God. Come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for delivering us from all trials and work of devil that try all his might to hinder your work and mission and service. We pray, O God, you fill us with the Holy Ghost once again to continue to serve you and do what is required, O God. I pray for the protection for each and every one of us who are here, and for your people, for all our church members and workers. Protect them, O God. Protect us from this virus and this plague. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for repentance. Those among us have not yet repented of their sin, that they will renounce them all and come to you, Lord, humbling themselves, accepting your word and your commands. We pray for you, Lord, for your also provision. Give us what we need of bread day by day. Give us your word and direction in life. Lord, I pray also for those who have no job, who have no visa. Give them job and visa in the name of Jesus. Provide for them, Lord. I pray also, Lord, for that you open ways for us to continue to serve you, to reach new people. Lead us to people who are willing to follow your ways and command. Lead us, O Lord, for people who have been primed by the Holy Spirit, who have a receptive heart, who are in need of yours in their life. O God, we pray that use our life to be a vessel and channel of a blessing to others, to our neighbors, to our families, to those who are away from you. O Lord, even at this time of hardship everywhere, we trust you, Lord, that there will be a way to serve and a way to minister to people who are in need of yours in their life. God, I come against all work of Satan, Antichrist, and anti-ministry. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of anti-evangelism. O Lord, show us your sheep and show us the way how to reach them, O Lord. I pray, O God, that you anoint our worship tonight, anoint the songs, anoint the worship, anoint the message, and I pray for your word that will be clear to each and every one of us, that you will take it and make it go beyond the walls, so people get edified. Bless all our workers and members in Abu Dhabi, in Bahrain, in Kuwait, in Philippines, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and India, and also in the Middle East, and the few members that we have in America and Australia. Lord, we pray you help each and everyone, as all people are locked down in their homes and houses. I pray you help, you provide, you encourage, you strengthen, you give them what they need, you protect them. Help us, O God, to abide with all the instructions of your word and how to deal with the events and with the people who are outside. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. And let us worship the Lord in His holiness. Let us give Him thanks. We thank you, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that shed on the cross of Calvary for our salvation. Lord, we were wandering away, but you sent your Son and you save us. We thank you, Lord, for all these things. Thank you for the cross of Jesus, that He suffered for us, that He may give us life eternal and life to the full, till you come and take us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and God will never be alone. The Father God, your loving family, I will sing your praise and love. Sing your praise and love. Sing your praise forevermore. I will sing your praise and love. Sing your praise and love. Sing your praise forevermore.
Yes, O God, thank you for your goodness to us. You've really been good to us. Even the most critical time of our life, life of service and ministry, you have been good to this church, O Lord. You have been good to your people who are faithful to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Thank you.
good to us, to me and to my family, to your church, to your people, O God. I pray, forgive the unfaithful that you have been good to them, but they are not good to you. I pray to bring them to repentance and to know your ways and to humble them before you, and they will be willing, O Lord, to come back to you and save you. In Jesus' name. Amen. our life, O Lord. Take us, lead us where you want us to live. God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The most difficult time. You rise above, Lord. You sustain your church. And you give victory to your people who delight to serve you and walk in your ways and do the mission that you entrust to us to do. Oh God, I pray you bless the rest of our worship, the giving. Oh Lord, the message, the word of yours to sustain us, to strengthen us, to direct us of what we need to do in our life. Let this word of yours give us nourishment to our bodies, to guide us, to provide our needs. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's be seated. God's presence. Let's collect our tithes and offering. Lord, thank you for all what we have received from you. Thank you for all the good things that we are enjoying with, the good health, the food, the accommodations, the transport. We thank you, God, you have been so faithful to us that we lack nothing. And we pray, oh God, for each and every one of us who bring to you in full tithes and offering and first fruit. You bless that person, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And let be overflowing in his house, windows of heaven to be opened upon his life. And you will be the one to rebuke the devourer. And I pray also, Lord, as a church, we trust you that all the bills, all the needs, you will be the one to provide, and you will be the one to pay also that. We thank you, O Lord, for the great miracles and wonders that you are doing and continue to do in the life of this church. We continue to pray that you use this tithe and offering to reach the lost, to be directed according to the needs. You multiply these amounts, O God, and use it to satisfy crowds of people with your words and your will. I pray also, Lord, I pray that you anoint me, Lord, as I preach your word, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost lead us and guide us to understand your word and to apply it today in our life. We thank and we praise this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's open our Bible to Book of Revelation, chapter 18. Life after death, and now we'll move to Book of Revelation, chapter 19, chapter 18, and I will read the whole chapter. We are at the end of the period of tribulation. In chapter 17, we have read the fall of Babylon, the mother of harlots, And chapter 18 speak more about that. And after these things, I saw another angel came down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I hear another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled her double. How much she hath vilified herself, and lived delicately. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when she shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and moan over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and a precious stone and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odious and odors and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horse and chariots and slaves and souls of men and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off, for were made rich by her shall stand far off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, and purple, and scarlet, and decked with gold, and precious stones, and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster, and all the company's ships, and sailors, and as many as trade by sea stood afar off, and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What city is like unto this great city?" And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her cost, by her of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, "Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all." And the voice of harpers and musicians, and of pipers and trumpeters, shall be heard no more at all indeed. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more indeed. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all indeed. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all indeed. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all indeed. For their merchants were great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for you are accomplishing your word. Help me, Lord, to explain your word, O God. Put verse and statement and lead us with the Holy Spirit, O God, to understand the mind of yours and your will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Here in this chapter, confirmation of the message of chapter 17, the angel came with a great power and with the light, confirmation about the news, and he cried with a mighty and strong voice, saying, "Babylon the great, fallen, is fallen 2 times. The word fallen repeated, and this verse we can read in Isaiah chapter 21 and verse 9. "And behold, here cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground." This is where the message about the falling of the ancient Babylon by the Persian and Medes, and here speak about falling. The word fallen 2 times had been repeated. Fallen, man fall when he sin, and the second fall when man is destroyed by God's judgment because lack of repentance. And we get the point here. Fallen, fallen. The first fall is when you sin. The second fall when you don't repent. When you don't repent, and when you don't heed the voice of God and the warning of God, you will just wait for the judgment of God to come on you. And this here, God wants us very clearly, there's 2 words, fallen, fallen. Not that to confirm the falling only, but to confirm when you are in sin and you don't repent, the second fall of you is not by your sin. The second fall of you is by the judgment of God. Babylon was fallen by the sin, and then when they don't repent, God brought judgment on them when he allowed other nations to destroy them. As if the same what he's doing even today in this world. And And the place of Babylon that is fallen and destroyed will be a place of evil spirit, of bird. This word, it means the ruin. The birds usually live in ruined houses and stay there. For all nations have drunk of the wine. What was the sin of Babylon? What is the sin of the wicked people? Not only they do sin, but will invite others to do the same as them. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications. That is the immorality, and the king of the earth have committed fornication with her. They get polluted with idols, corruption, injustice, abuse, lust, gluttony, and greed. And they became rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Babylon, the harlot, the devil, who used people and use them to serve him, they will entice others, and they will use money and riches, the worldly riches, the greed, and entice people to follow the work of devil. And in verse 4, and I heard voice from heaven saying, come out of her. That's the call to come out and be separated from such things. Come out of her, my people. God, during the period of the tribulation, still He wants to save people. Still He has people. They are in bondage with the evil, with the wicked, with the devil, and He is calling them, come out of her, that ye not be partakers of her sin. He is warning, even the period of the tribulation, we are just toward the end. He is giving warning to the people who are liable for repentance and to come out. He said to them, don't take part of her sin, because when you take part with the sin, you will be taking part of her plagues. Don't take part of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sin have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. There's a certain time we can see people sinning. Sinning, and we are asking, which time the judgment, which time, Lord, when the iniquity reaches certain level, God's judgment is irreversible. Here, for her sin have reached unto heaven, piling up sin after sin, iniquities after iniquities, transgression after transgression, that had brought the judgment of God on her. In verse 6, what he said to the saints, what he said to his host, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she has filled to her, double. Here the punishment of the Babylon, the harlot, the mother of harlots, is double. And he said here to his people, reward her even as she rewarded you. Now here it's very clear that we will be used as an instrument of judgment of God on earth. Now that does not mean that God calls to revenge or do certain things, but what he first, this point here, we are toward the end of this tribulation. The people who are wicked, they are, and who have determined not to repent, we need to agree with God with His judgment on them. That does not mean that we should revenge or do our own will, but we will do the thing that God wants us to do, that the judgment of God will be accomplished double on it. So we have a part to come out from sin and to judge the evil work of the devil, of the wicked one. As we know that he has, you know, given us a power and authority that through his promises of God, that we may be partaker of the divine nature. Here when he says, rewarder, we are part of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world, we become part of the divine nature of God, and when we execute judgment, we are his instrument in doing his will on earth. In verse 7, how much she has glorified herself and her and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow given her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Here speaking about Babylon, the wicked, how she gives glory to herself, how she lived in luxury, how the more she lived in luxury, the more she will be tormented. When people enjoy sin and the fruit of the sin and the pleasure of sin, the more they'll be tormented by the judgment of God. And he say here, see, such a price she has, she say, what she say in her heart, that I'm a queen, that I'm, no one can reach me, and I am no widow. She refused that she will be a widow. She refused suffering and shall see no sorrow. She refused the concept of suffering for Christ. That's why she delighted to follow the work of devil and the will of devil. Therefore, shall her plagues come in one day? Not only one plague, but plagues. Death, mourning, and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord who judges her. The judgment of God is death, sadness and mourning, and famine. Death plus economic recession and collapses. Because the power of the devil and the power of the mark of the beast and the number of the beast is to control commerce, control the market. Even now, as we witness with the plague that God sent, coronavirus, there's death, there's mourning, and there's economic recession. The stock market are collapsing because God wants to nullify the power of devil. God, when he judges, he will overcome. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. And verse 9, the king of the earth who had committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, people who are enjoying the pleasure of the devil, shall bewail her. They will cry and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. They will witness how God is judging when we are seeing the judgment of the wicked, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, they are crying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. You know, and the merchant of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buy their merchandise anymore. So why they were mourning and they are crying, yeah, and they are lamenting? Why? Is this tears and lamenting of repentance? No. They lament because they can see that the punishment of the harlot Babylon will come back on them also, and they are mourning and crying, not because of repentance, but they were losing their merchants, losing their money. They are crying on the material losses, not they are mourning upon their sin that they need to repent. We need to pray. We need to pray that the people will not mourn for the material losses, but they will mourn over their sin, because the Bible says, godly sorrow bring repentance. Verse 12, and the merchants of gold, the stock market that affected, gold and silver, precious stone and pearls, fine linen, purple and silk and scarlet, and all thine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointment, and frankincense, perfume, and odorous, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. All this stock market will be collapsed toward the end of the tribulation. Even when God is judging the earth for sin, these stock markets are collapsed so that he will break the power of the devil and bring judgment by bringing poverty on those who have used the power of the devil to do wickedness and to do abominations and greed and exploit of the money of the poor. Verse 14, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after all are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. They were mourning because the good things they were enjoying, it will be no more at all. That's why they are crying. No, there's no repentance yet. There's no repentance rate yet. And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold, and a precious stone and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster, and all the company in ships, and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off. Judgment of God, and everyone watching, they cannot help. They can't even help themselves. And he cried when they saw the smoke of burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour she made desolate. You see here, you see that city that make everyone in the sea rich, using the money to control people, using riches. And now what God is doing now with coronavirus, he's not sending also plague to judge man and to cause death, but he also breaking the economy, the power of devil on earth. So rich people will repent. Rejoice over us here, verse 20. The call of God to his people to rejoice over her. And verse 6, he said, reward her double. So she will receive double judgment. Now he said, rejoice over her. Thou heaven, and ye holy prophets and apostles, for God hath avenged you on her. Now here, the call of God to rejoice, because as we explained, this is toward the end of the tribulation. Those they are not willing to repent. That, again, that does not mean that when God judge the wicked, we rejoice. When judge judges the wicked, we rejoice for one reason. Not that they are destroyed, but we rejoice because we can see God's justice on earth. He said to the prophets and to the apostles to rejoice. In verse 21, and a mighty angel took up a stone to confirm the fall of Babylon. Took a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. That's how God destroyed great nations who had abused the universe. God is destroying them. God, as he destroyed the Babylon in the Old Testament, all the tyrant power and forces of man, so his judgment and justice is the same God today. Even the book is the book toward the period of tribulation, he will do the same. And the voice of harpers of the destruction of Babylon. And the voice of harpers and the musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No more at all. That is irreversible judgment. No more music, no more enjoyment, and no craftsman of whatever craft he be, no more people who have skills and who have good in industry, no more. That's how God will break. Shall be found any more in thee, and the sword of millstone shall be here no more at all in thee, millstone to produce food, no more. And the light of the candle shall shine no more, no more light at all. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be here no more at all. And you see how many count, how many say no more at all in thee? No more marriages, no more joyful time. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorcery were all nations deceived. She deceived others by money, by witchcraft, rebelliousness against God's will, deceive others. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Those who serve God, who tell the truth, they had persecuted, they had been slain by the wickedness of those who had power, who are deceived by the devil, who have material things to do the evil things. But God is just, and the Lord, He calls us today to live in holiness, to come out from whatever sin, and to be willing to serve Him. You know, since certain time, there's the pleasure of sin. Food, money, power. But judgment is coming. Let us not focus on living in sin and enjoy sin, but let us repent and come to God and committing our life once again to serve Him. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Raise up people, raise up workers, bring people back to you to serve you in the ministry of yours, in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, raise up workers to do the very work of yours.
Thank you.
the Lord. Come back to the King of Kings and serve Him. Let the Holy Spirit flow through you, take you in the direction that God wants you to serve. Commit your life to Him. Yes, oh God, I am coming back to you, Lord. I will serve you, God. Take me and mold me, Lord, to be a servant of yours. Oh God, thank you for all the workers who raised up to serve you. Oh God, thank you for your word that you give to us. I pray for more food. Take it, oh Lord. Let it reach the people who need to hear it. Oh Lord, I pray for provision and protection for those who decided. Those who have committed their lives to serve you. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them to bring souls into your kingdom. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.